318-508-5323 to schedule an appointment with one of our providers. We would be delighted to see to all of your health care needs. Thank you for 4 years of growth and success at Toledo Health.
Studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas. All information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, good morning. Some serious rain falling outside. Be careful if you're driving. Want to get out of the weather and catch a great movie? No problem. Parkway Cinema's got some good movies waiting on you right now. They include... Well, best thing to do is just go to KittyAnnaCinema.com. And they can show you every movie that they've got. And today's a great day to go to the movie. It's amazing how cheap it is at Parkway Cinema. Go to Shreveport, Alexandria, and look at the ticket price compared to Parkway Cinema. You're going to save money. Mr. Freeman there and the folks always make sure every visit to Parkway Cinema is a fun time. Love the place there. Make your plans to go there. Brent Littlefield was scheduled to be our guest today. Talked to him just a couple of days ago. He was all geared to go. Maybe he slept in this morning. Whatever the case, he is not here. You're probably wondering right now, who is Brent Littlefield? He's the person that's been with Jeff Landry, handling his campaign. He owns Littlefield Consulting Company, and worked with a lot of Republicans across the country in campaigns. And was going to talk this morning about the March 29th constitutional amendments, and especially Amendment Number 2 on the ballot to lock in tax and economic growth provisions. He's not here, but I'll tell you about it. That is an important election. It's trying to change the taxing system in Louisiana. Does it solve all the problems? Nowhere close. But it's a start, something we haven't had in many years in Louisiana. So make sure you check on that. We'll give you more information as we get closer to the date, but the constitutional amendments, probably one of the more important ones we've had. You know, so many times you have all those constitutional amendments that are there and not of any importance, and this time they are. So we will talk more about that. I'm going to take a wild guess. This may be Brent on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You're a little late this morning, Brent.
I have been known to be late, but to get more done before noon than most people do in a month.
Got a question for you. I saw it very strange. Why would you be living in Annapolis? That seems like a strange place for a political consultant.
Well, that's an unusual question. Very few people ask that question. But the Cliff Notes version is that I moved around as a kid and had been interested in conservative politics and government since I was a kid, and ended up in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. Feels like 5,000 years ago now, a long time ago now, and then worked with the conservative organizations and elected officials throughout the years, and still needed to be close to D.C., but didn't want to be inside the Beltway. I wanted to be outside the Beltway and to raise my daughter outside the Beltway, so I ended up in the home of the Naval Academy, which is Annapolis, Maryland, and I also have a slight boat addiction, so that goes hand in hand.
Plus some really great restaurants there if you like seafood. Wow. Okay, you have...
Well, I mean, you've got great seafood in Louisiana, and I don't know how many listeners know, but I've been working and helping Republicans and conservatives win elections in Louisiana for 20-plus years now, so I've eaten a lot of great Louisiana seafood.
Governor Jeff Landry, a governor that's changed Louisiana, and it's going to be amazing, and you have been with him since what, his early days?
So Jeff and I started working together on some projects. We met each other as younger guys. We're getting up there now. Ourselves as younger guys, way back in 2003 or 2004, and we've pretty much been working together on projects since that time, since we first met. And I've worked with Jeff. I've done and worked with all of his campaigns, every campaign he's run in and been involved in. And before that, we actually worked together on campaigns for other elected officials before that. And, we don't agree like anybody else all of the time. We can't agree 100% of the time, but we agree probably 94, 95% of the time on policies. And it's a lot of fun because, you know, we're rowing the boat in the same direction, trying to get things done. And we're both pretty aggressive in terms of, sort of thinking we'll sleep when we retire. You know, we want to get things done and want to make a change and want to make a difference.
Jeff Landry, an amazing attorney general, and has done a superb job as governor. Of course, he's got that group of people that do not believe in change, and they love the disaster that we've been facing under John Bel Edwards. He has put together, with the help of the legislature, some amendments coming up on March 29th. Talk to me about those.
Yeah, so look, Jeff Landry ran for governor because he chose to run for governor. You know, people like Jeff and, you know, all of us could do other things for a living. There's all kinds of things someone can do with their time. And Jeff ran for office because he wanted to make a difference. And as I explained to a lot of the reporters around Baton Rouge that have taken them, some of them, several months to figure out what I was trying to tell them and that I was right, is that, you know, some of the things Jeff's been working on since he became governor are things he talked about literally 15 to 20 years ago. For instance, I remember a conversation we had not too far from your studios where we stopped one day and we had this whole long discussion over lunch about 20 years ago about the problems with the Louisiana Constitution and the need for constitutional reform. I know that sounds like a crazy thing to talk about back then, but we were. And you know, whether it's electoral reform with starting the process to have closed primaries in the state, something we also talked about 20 years ago, and we got a good part of what we wanted the beginning of the governorship, the need to tackle crime, which has been a huge problem in the state. Jeff called the previous policies, the state was moving towards a hug-a-thug policies because they put, he felt, criminals first and victims second. We've made massive change there. Education reform. To get parents more involved in the classroom and to actually measure results. That reform has taken place. And then we had tax reform. And we're very excited to try to push through, and we have pushed through, the greatest tax cuts in Louisiana, the greatest tax changes since 1974. And a lot of people listening to the program this morning, if you get direct deposit and you don't look at your pay stub closely, you may not realize you've already had a tax change. You're already getting more money in your pocket as of January 1st. This is something we're going to spend more time talking about over the next 6 to 7 weeks to make sure people realize these changes have taken place. And now on March 29th, the entire state has an opportunity to vote and make additional tax changes and to make things permanent. So there's a huge vote on constitutional amendment. This will be amendment number two. A lot of bipartisan work went into this, but led by Republicans, led by conservatives, to change the tax system. So March 29th, early voting starts March 15th. You can vote to make the maximum, to cut the maximum rate of income tax to make that permanent. There's a permanent teacher pay raise connected to this, which, by the way, I love this for conservatives and Republicans. It's funded by eliminating teacher retirement debt. How cool is that? So you cut debt, and you get a and you get to cut that debt permanently. You get a permanent teacher pay raise. It's going to double the exemption on income taxes for people that are 65 years old and older. So our senior citizens get a double income tax deduction. It protects the homestead exemption. It protects the religious organization exemption. It makes other changes, including combining some savings accounts, so there's less bureaucracy around these accounts, cleans that up, frees up other monies while still protecting the state's savings accounts. So it's really an amazing opportunity to make even more lasting change and to continue to cut taxes and permanently reduce government spending. There's a government spending growth limit tied to this vote as well. So if you vote yes on two, on either early voting start March 15th, or on the election on March 29th, you can keep moving Louisiana forward.
Our guest this morning is Brent Littlefield, Littlefield Consulting. We're going to take a quick break, be back, and talk more about this and other things. Broadline Services, they're located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab, and maybe it's time to change the flooring in your home. Maybe it's been there 15, 20 years, and you're not sure what you want. You can choose ceramic tile, porcelain, wood, carpet, whatever you choose, and get great prices. Talk to Tim or Juanita at 318-652-1215 or go to broadlineservices.org. Back in a moment.
My name is Leah Thompson, a Northwestern State University student majoring in biology. With cutting-edge labs, dedicated faculty, and hands-on experience, NSU prepares you for a successful career in the health, environmental, and scientific fields. Whether you're aiming to become a biologist, scientist, or preparing for a professional field of study such as medicine, NSU offers the education and support you need to thrive in your future career. Visit nsu.la/explore.
There's no better place to shop for boots and clothing than your local Nichols store. Come see our line of men's clothing and boots by Ariat. Ariat boots are built for work, but look great when off the clock, too. We've got men's casual wear by Ariat, shirts in lots of colors and styles. Ariat also makes fashion wear for ladies. Come see our new selection of colorful ladies' tops, vests, and more by Ariat. For work boots, casual wear, and fashion wear, drop by your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom-build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Good morning. Welcome back. I want to remind you, one of the real names of true business in the area is Nichols. They've been around for over 100 years. Winfield, Leesville, Coachella, Manny, stop in. They've got something for everybody in the family. Brent Littlefield is our guest this morning. We were talking earlier about Jeff Landry. And Jeff Landry, when he was in Congress, most conservative congressman in the U.S., then he was attorney general. He actually thought you put bad people in jail, something a little different than what attorney generals in the past have done. And in Louisiana, as governor, he actually thinks taxpayers should keep some of their money, which is kind of archaic thinking. And he's run up against a number of bureaucrats, and bureaucrats still kind of run the country, do they not, Brent?
Well, I'll tell you what, they thought they did until Donald Trump got elected for a second term. So I'll tell you, the problem we've got now, and we could spend five programs talking about this, are these activist judges. And they exist both at the state level, as we've seen recently with this LSU law school professor and that ruling, and they exist at the federal level. Some of these judges, remember, these judges are just attorneys who someone happened to appoint or elect a judge position. It doesn't mean that they understand all the subject matter they're ruling on. And you've got judges that seem to be confused that the Constitution says the chief executive is the president and they run the federal government. There seems to be some confusion there. But Donald Trump and Elon Musk are sure making a change on explaining who's in charge.
Let me stop you there for a second because the real objection they've got are the courts, and the courts make it last so long to get it to Supreme Court. Any way of getting around, I thought there was separation between the three divisions of government. Apparently, the courts don't think so.
Well, I mean, again, these courts, look, if there's a specific law that's been passed and put into law, and look, a president's not a king. If there's a specific piece of legislation that's been passed and put into law and says, you shall do this or you shall do that, then that's one thing. It's another thing for the courts to say, you know what, we just don't like or don't like the way this this rollout of eliminating USAID, or they're not really actually eliminating, but consolidating it underneath the Secretary of State, probably where it should have been to begin with. It's another thing for them to decide they want to substitute their judgment sitting in a courtroom for the President of the United States. And so I think this will work itself out. I think if you get a few Supreme Court rulings early, it will set a precedent for other decisions, and I think it will free things up. But on the state level, I will say that the bureaucracy's been pretty, I don't want to say easy to deal with, but the bureaucracy realizes that they do work for the governor. There have been massive changes since Jeff Landry's taken office. There will be more. We're excited about this amendment vote on March 29th, keep cutting taxes and reduce spending. And we're about to, by the way...
Oh, let me stop you on that amendment vote just to make sure we're clear on this. People vote yes or no on that?
You vote yes on Amendment 2. Yes, okay. To keep moving the state forward. Yep, yes.
Other amendments matter in that really or not?
Yeah, there'll be other amendments on your ballot. I encourage people to read up on those. Those are other changes.
But 2 is the main one.
The people. What's that?
But 2, amendment number 2 is the main one. That's the one to be concerned
amendment
about.
Amendment number 2 is the main one, the big kahuna to keep things kind of moving forward. And part of that I mentioned is to put a limit on government spending. I will say the governor is about to have his budget presented, Jeff Landry's budget. Second budget will be presented here literally in just a few days. So all of these things are kind of working together to keep moving the state in the right direction.
In the upcoming session, what do you think the governor wants to accomplish?
Well, we're going to continue to work on the things we just talked about, including continued government reform. So I was just mentioning, Ted, that we've got the budget presentation. I don't want to let the cat completely out of the bag before the budget's presented here in a few days, but you're going to continue to see a push to slow down the growth of government, to continue to curtail the size of government, and then hopefully with that yes on Amendment 2 vote in March, that will put a government growth limit in there. And then remember, I know we're talking about DOGE in D.C., Jeff Landry actually instituted his own fiscal responsibility program in the state. He started that at the end of last year. He actually already started it with an executive order very early in his governorship, telling his agencies to look for efficiencies, which they've been doing.
Which they, by the way, just stopped because the press was complaining about not having open meeting laws. Can he get by that?
Well, we had the initial executive order. That kept going. Now this press push, which is really, we believe, a misinterpretation of the law. But we will keep moving. We're not going to be deterred by the press to continue to look for cost savings. So we're going to have, look, I want to remind listeners, Jeff Landry's first budget, he asked for a $3.3 billion cut in state spending, rolling off pandemic spending, making other changes. He didn't get all of it. He didn't get all of it. The legislature gave him $2 billion. That was still a huge cut. And now we have this government growth limit on this vote on March 29th. We have the efficiencies from the departments. And then this program you just mentioned, Ed, which the media was pushing against, which is to look for government efficiencies. He did this as Attorney General. I can give you an example of that here in a second.
Let me get you to hold that thought. I'm way past commercials. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Be back in a moment. Brent Littlefield is our guest. Northwestern State University be honoring Mike McConathy, the winningest college coach in the state of Louisiana, Saturday between the games at Stephen F. Austin and Prather Coliseum. If you don't have tickets, get them today.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Premier Urgent Care is now open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Natchitoches. Premier is the first urgent care in the area to have a state-of-the-art CT scanner, X-ray capabilities, and extensive on-site lab services. Do you have an illness that requires hospital treatment? Premier Urgent Care has the capability to directly admit patients to local and regional hospitals. Give Premier Urgent Care a call today. Premier Urgent Care, convenient, affordable, expert care.
Hello, Senator Bill Cassidy here. If you're having problems with the VA, I want to help you. Maybe a disability claim, you're having trouble getting someone from the VA on the phone to schedule an appointment, my office will make sure that the VA gets on your case. Veterans answered the call to service, they finished their service, and they deserve the best we can provide. If you ever need help, call 225-929-7711, 225-929-7711, or go online and see cassidy.senate.gov. In D.C., I'm standing up for veterans and service members by raising military pay, supporting Gold Star spouses, making sure the VA works for you. Here at home, my staff and I help those veterans who experience those problems. Again, call 225-929-7711 or cassidy.senate.gov. It's my privilege to serve you.
Hey, if it's time for that eye exam, time to call up Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Got 14 locations. No, check that. 15 locations in Louisiana. Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. 318-487-2020. LAIonLaser.com. Contact them today. Brent Littlefield, close ally with Governor Jeff Landry. helps put together a lot of his agenda. Here's my concern. Number one, I think the governor of Louisiana is the closest thing to a dictatorship of any governor in the nation. I've always had the opinion dictators are not bad to have run government. It's just so hard to find a good one. We found one in Jeff. Can he really make the cuts? Because the Senate is always the problem in the legislature.
Well, I think we got some good senators, and hopefully they'll help us hold the line. I was going to say that, you know, when he was attorney general, you know, he came in, and the media just refused to cover this. By the way, Ted, you couldn't buy a story on this, but the media didn't cover it. But when he first came in as attorney general, he cut almost $1 million out of his budget very, very fast. I'm going to give you one example of just a simple place that we found waste and changed it, which was the storage of court records and legal records from the attorney general's office. They found out there was a contract where it was costing the state over $30,000 a month just to store records. They figured out a way to bring that storage in-house and to still protect it. That cost about $30,000 to do it in total cost, which meant the state saved the rest of the year $30,000 a month that it didn't have to spend, and that went on year after year after year. So you do the math on that at $30,000 a month savings month after month. It was pretty crazy how much money that Jeff Winter was able to save in just his first couple months he was attorney general, just in that one thing. There were all kinds of other cuts and changes he made. This is the same kinds of things he's going to try to do as governor. He's already started that process. Takes you a little while to understand where everything's at. Now he's got this new fiscal responsibility program. There's a gentleman, the great Louisiana named Steve Orlando, who's a business guy, who's volunteering his time to help the state. And they're going to go at it. And this was started, by the way, before this Doge thing in D.C. A lot of people keep calling this Louisiana Doge. It was started before Doge in D.C. Jeff started this before that. And actually, it's kind of copying what he did as attorney general, taking it to the next level.
Hey, got a question. We're running out of time. President Trump has probably got more accomplished. I guess the guy never goes to bed. Probably got more accomplished in just 3 weeks than we've seen other presidents get accomplished in a full four-year term. How long does this honeymoon last?
Well, I mean, the media, you know, been trying to end it since before it got started. I think he's got some runway here. I think the media, they literally threw everything in the kitchen sink at this guy, and the Democrats and the liberals and all the institutions, and he still won, and he won. The key thing was is he won the popular vote, and that was huge, huge, to sort of reset things and put things in a direction where we can make change. And so, look, you pointed out there's lots of places you can cut state government. The federal government is massive in terms of the ability to do deficit spending, debt. There's all kinds of places. So it's a target-rich environment to find savings. So I think he's got a pretty long runway here. Again, the courts are trying to speed bump him, I think unfairly, and hopefully we'll get some Supreme Court decisions that sort of right-size that, and then we can move forward from there.
As it gets closer to the session or during the session, Brent, if you need some more time, talk to the listeners. Give me a buzz. We'll set you up another program.
I appreciate y'all letting me come on and just talk a little bit about what we're trying to do.
Thanks, Brent. Have a great day.
Thank you.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray someday she
Good morning.